Shigar paid their hopper driver and added a substantial tip. The driver was a slave, bound by chains to the vehicle he commanded. Evokai had once been the owners of Hutta, but they were now on the very lowest rung of its opportunistic society. Countless generations of inbreeding had reduced them to a pallid, sickly species. Only outside the cities did their fighting spirit remain, in the form of rebel tribes whose vigor caused the huts no end of trouble. The driver's permanently pained but placid expression didn't change as he pulled the hopper away from the palace forecourt and sped off.
"Now what?"
asked Lorin.
"We go in."
"Just like that?"
"Just like that."
He led the way up a long flight of steps, the first taste of Tsa Barisha's imposition on her guests. She would never climb such an obstacle herself. No doubt she had teams of litter-bearers or repulsor sleds to take her wherever she willed. By forcing visitors to do what she would not, before they even entered her domain, and to suffer for it, she automatically placed them at a lower social level. Lorin was fit. She didn't break stride as they climbed briskly to the guard level, overtaking several other parties along the way. There were three entrances with weapons emplacements mounted over each. Shigar picked the leftmost at random. Four armored Gamorrean guards awaited them, two outside and two inside. Their deep-set eyes regarded every being who approached with equal amounts of suspicion. Behind them, one of the parties they'd overtaken was forcibly pushed back down the stairs, screaming plaintively.
"Are you sure you want to do it this way?"
she asked him.
"This is the easy part," he told her. "Watch."
The guards crossed vibro-axes as they approached. Shigar stopped obediently and addressed them in a calm voice.
"You don't need to see our documents. We have the required authorization."
The axes parted, allowing them through.
"Two down,"
Lorin's vocoder crackled. Shigar repeated the mind trick on the other side of the entrance. Again, the axes parted, and they walked through. One door up, a loud party of Orderlands did the same, but with official IDs.
"Don't look so smug,"
Lorin said to him.
"I can see it even through your mask."
A silver protocol droid stepped out in front of them, backed up by a pair of bug-eyed TT-2G guard droids.
"This way, please. Purser Droog will assign you quarters sufficient to your needs."
"That's okay,"
said Lorin.
"We know our way around."
"If you'll only allow us to verify your IDs,"
said the droid more insistently.
"Purser Droog will ensure that you are accommodated appropriately."
"Really, you don't need to worry."
"No worry at all, honored guests. You must allow us to show you the proper hospitality."
Heavy emphasis on the word must prompted Shigar to look up. Weapons emplacements on the interior side of the wall had tracked to target them. The Gamorreans clearly weren't the only barriers to entry to Tsa Barisha's castle.
"Of course,"
Shigar told the droid, suppressing the slightest sign of concern in his voice.
"We don't want to make a fuss."
The droid bowed and led them to a desk, behind which sat an ill-looking hut with deep pouches under his eyes. He was busy with the noisy Orderlands, who appeared to have mislaid one of their passports. This was another setback. Huts were immune to all forms of Jedi persuasion, so that wasn't going to work this time. Shigar thought frantically. Fighting his way in wasn't an option, given the emplacements and the need for secrecy. Neither was fighting his way out, since there were just as many weapons that way. If he didn't think of something else